Blog Talk Radio.
Music Quest Entertainment, in association with Music Quest Communications, Tribe Family Channel, and Genius is Common, presents Real School Remix Radio Show every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. It's an hour of power-packed music and information designed with the community in mind. This week on Real School Remix, features Steppin' in the Right Direction Show with Steppers guru Ken Bedford and national DJ Steppin' Family. Hosted by Professor Reggie Miles, Real School Remix is a Music Quest Entertainment production produced by Gus Redman and Marianne Eggleston. To join the conversation, call area code 347-539-5285. This is Edutainment, brought to you by Music Quest Entertainment.
another great Tuesday evening. Welcome to the Real School Remix Radio Show. I'm your host, Professor Reggie Miles, and tonight is going to be a power-packed show, and it's all going to be based on stepping. I'm telling you, we've got a list of powerful guests tonight, Mr. Ken Bedford and DJ par excellence Chadman, and of course, the producer and my co-host, Mr. Gus Redmond, and we're all on the line together, and we're going to talk to you about stepping in the right direction. How's everybody this evening?
Man, I was just dancing off of that one. What do you think, Seth?
Hey,
you cannot talk.
you can't talk about
stepping when you hear that record. When you hear that record, you automatically think, you know, that's a stepper's classic. Love's Gonna Last, Jeffrey.
I'm so glad you said that, Ken. It took everything, it took every fiber in my body to hold me back from doing the intro on that intro.
Man,
going
that
to the post, going to the post on that song. And I'll tell you a little secret. You know, I was the first one to play that on radio in Chicago.
Really?
At a little station called WKKC. In 1978, when we got that record from Out of the Dogs of War, I mean, that week, I couldn't wait for that Wednesday night stepper show that I was doing back in 1978, and I put that on there. That was a theme song for many years, you know. It helped me to get a chance to become a protege of Mr. Sam Chadman.
I don't know about that protege stuff. You were pretty good in your own right there.
But listen, Reggie, let's do this. Since people really don't know, or may or may not know, let's kind of bring them up to speed, and then let's talk about some music of stepping. What do you think? Because what stepping is, I mean, we have the legendary Sam Chadman and, of course, yourself. But for those that don't know about stepping, let's bring them up to speed on what stepping is.
Oh, absolutely.
Well,
go ahead, Sam.
No, when people say stepping, Reggie, they automatically think of one thing, that's Chicago, Illinois, because we are the steppers capital of the world. And, you know, it has spread so now, it just makes me feel good because, you know, in the beginning, I believed in the dance and I believed in the music, and it just makes me feel good when I hear people come in. Like last Monday night we were at the 50-yard line, and there were some ladies. One lady was from Virginia. One lady was from L.A., and they could step their butt off, and it just made me feel good to see stepping all over it's all over the world, because I do an online radio show too, and I have people contact me from Germany, Bangladesh, wanting to know what is this music and what is it about. And, you know, and I tell them one thing, it's about love. If you listen to the lyrics of the music, you'll know it's about love, because that's what the artist is singing about, love.
Absolutely.
That's right.
The dance
Go ahead, Ken. No, I was going to say, you know, the record, Sam is absolutely right about the music. I mean, one of the things I think that makes the music so good is that all of the DJs like yourself and Sam and all of the other DJs around the town and in and across the nation, they spend so much time in preparing for the music. And I think that goes a long way in terms of getting the final product. But stepping is basically, in my opinion, stepping is a ballroom type dance that is with a lot less restrictions. And I guess if you learn that 6 or 8 count beat, you can almost do anything you want as long as you stay within that beat frame. And that's what makes stepping so unique in the Chicago, which is where, like Sam said, the dance originated. And the dance has grown in magnitudes across the country. There are stepping organizations all around the country. Atlanta, they do the Heritage Ball 2 or 3 days. St. Louis, Detroit, Cleveland, Los Angeles, you know, Las Vegas, Cincinnati, Cleveland. I mean, all these different towns have all spun from what we started here. Not we, but the stepping culture started in Chicago, and that's what makes the thing really on fire.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, another thing too, Ken, back in the day, you mentioned the music. We, Reggie can attest to this, we had to scour all over the city of Chicago looking for certain songs with certain beats. And now it makes me feel good because artists like L.J. Reynolds and Cordell and Marzette Griffin and T.L. Wiggins, they're making music now designed for steppers. And I used to emphasize that to the artists. I remember talking to James Brown and telling him about stepping back in the day. I'm talking about way back in the day. And he looked at me like he had no idea, you know, and I understood that, but I was trying to get him to not only do music design for stepping, but design for skating too. But he didn't have any idea what I was talking about. Now, if you listen to some of the lyrics, they mention stepping in the lyrics, and I think that's how far we've come to getting the point across about this music and the dance.
Right. I think one of the things that makes it so suitable is that it has to be within an 85 through 105 beat per minute song, and then you can dance. If it's obviously faster than that, you know, you're dancing too fast. And so that's why when we say what songs are suitable for dancing, they have to be within that beat range. And some artists won't have Call Me Tonight. Like Howard, when he made his record Crystal Clear, he probably didn't realize that song was so well suited to stepping. And other people like, say, R. Kelly, who was coaxed by George Daniels and Gerald Levert, he said, make a record with this beat in it so we could step to it. And they did. And I think that really helped to get stepping on a national level.
Yeah, I agree.
One thing I'd like to say, though, about the true essence of stepping is that, you know, I came in at a time where you could step even on the slow song, you know, and the beats are prominent now. But, you know, a stepper should be able to adapt to whether the song is fast or slow. You're still supposed to be able to step, because we made a call in the stepping sets where we say walkers on the outside and steppers on the inside.
Right. I was going to say that. Yeah, if it's slow enough, we do walk. Yeah, we do walk. But on people like Don Vick, you know, some people like that, these guys love probably walking more than they do fast stepping dancing, and that's good.
But I don't see
slow dancing. Sam, do you see slow dancing? I see walking. That's about as slow as it gets.
Steppers don't slow dance. They walk. You know, and Reggie said something about, you know, back in the day. Let me give you an example. Let's say back in the day, take Leroy Hudson's record, Still in Love with You. They didn't bob or step on So in Love. They walked on So in Love with You. The younger steppers, as they began to infiltrate the steppers culture, they stepped on everything, whether it was a slow record or blah. They sort of changed the narrative a little bit about how the party or how the DJ played too. You know, I would do parties where the average age might have been 25. Most of my music was up tempo and bang, bang, bang. The older steppers, they're not going to be there all night if you're playing real fast music. They, you know, they're looking at you like, you know, don't he see our age? We're not going to dance fast all night. So, you know, as DJs, you got to be able to look at that crowd and say, this will work and that won't work.
And you know, Sam, that song that you all did, Next Movement, More Love, you know how you all, that was a ballad, like a slow song, but you see how big it became in the steppers market. Matter of fact, I was talking with them today, and they all told me to tell you gentlemen hello, that this was going to be a real McCoy show tonight with Sam and Kenny and Reggie and myself. We're the ones that made it. I mean, me and Sam, we go back at the Tupelo, where Sam and Tyrone and Art and Big Tom and Otis LaVelle, and, you know, we were doing the stepping thing. And when Reggie came in, you know, Reggie, I took that mellow right on over there to him, Sam, and all of these records, because Dogs of War was behind us. You remember? And Sam, we had our pool called the Big 50, right, Sam? With Tom and Godfather Jay and all the guys, Carl Marion, and all of the West Side Connection, as well as the South Side.
Yeah, Dogs of War.
That Jeffrey record was a record that Carl Davis picked, and you know that's Marvin Gaye singing on the background of that song with Jeffrey too.
Yeah,
let me tell you the impact.
You didn't know that that was Marvin Gaye in the studio singing in the background with him.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell you the impact.
That record sold, if the full CD sold over 100,000 CDs right here in Chicago alone. That's still the number one national anthem record that broke out of here with, like I said, with Sam, with Reggie, all at the same time, you know, and a lot of more records out of Chicago here as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The step of the world. Now, listen, do we have Mr. L.J. Reynolds on the line?
Yes, you do.
I see we
how
have.
How you doing?
Hey, L.J., how are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Look, we're going to switch gears. We're going to get you right in here, but first we want to do this, like your breakthrough cut on the Steppers scene. So we want to give you this tribute right now. So stay tuned. Stay right here, guys. We're going to continue on Blog Talk Radio with the Real School Remix Radio Show.
Love it, 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 love it Get connected.
Get connected.
Get connected to MusicQE.com. MusicQuest Entertainment can establish national exposure for your CD and video releases through distribution, radio airplay, internet viral marketing, internet TV, and public relations.
Get connected.
If you want to get product distribution, be in the music business, have an artist to promote,
get connected.
Call MusicQuest Entertainment at 312-363-7980. That's 312-363-7980. Or go to our website at www.musicqe.com. That's www.musicqe.com.
Get connected.
Music Quest Entertainment, the connection to turning your dreams into reality.
Get connected.
Get connected.
Get connected.
Log in.
Welcome. Welcome.
Music Quest Entertainment.
We're back. We're back on the Real School Radio, on the Real School Remix Radio Show. Reggie Miles is with you with a power-packed lineup of guests that are on the phone. Would you all check in and let the world know who's on the phone?
You got L.J. Reynolds with Dramatics.
Ken Bedford in Chicago.
Sam Chapman in Chicago.
And Gus Redman in Chicago.
All right, gentlemen. All right.
We all and together we all proud of the stepping phenomenon that's going all over the place. Let's welcome LJ Reynolds. How you doing, LJ?
I'm doing good, you know, man. I recorded that record Key to the World when I was 28 years old. That was a long time ago. And that record, I'm 64 years old. You can Google me now. Can't none of us lie anymore with the internet. So, you know, it's going to tell you exactly how old I am. But I recorded that record when I was 28 years old, and that record is as big as it's ever been. I sold 350,000 albums just off of that record. That record just keep moving. And I learned now that they said that R&B was dead. But I found out that there is a market for R&B, and it's the stepping market. All the steppers and the line dancers, and I mean it's growing very bit fast and big, the steppers market. That's why, but now that I record records, I also make sure that I point that record at the stepping market. You know, I just did a remix of Marvin Gaye's "Come Get to This," and also "You Show Love to Ball." And when I recorded those records, I thought about the stepping market, and that's R&B is still alive through you guys.
Yeah, check this out. LJ. Hey, let me tell you about this story. This summer, I had the pleasure of being in Detroit, and LJ had played his new record for me over the phone. I heard it, but I didn't hear it in real life. With the bass and everything. So he invited me over to his house. I went over to his house, and he played his new version of Mercy, Mercy Me. And what's the rest of the title?
Stop the War, Save the World, I Just Can't Stop Dancing.
And, man, that record is phenomenal. You're talking about the steppers are going to love that. It's almost finished, or it is finished, LJ, but, I mean, that record's going to be right in the pocket for what? Okay.
It's going to be ready for the steppers. I did a video on that too. It'll be out after the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I also did a remake of Key to the World. Key to the World. I redid that as well and shot a video for that too. So, and I pointed that again at the Steppers Market, a brand new version.
Wow.
Now let me ask you this. LJ.
Go ahead.
When you first did those records originally, you didn't know they were going to be stepper records. When you first did Key to the World, I know you couldn't have known that, right?
No, stepping didn't exist.
No.
I think I just did it out of a.
It existed.
No, he didn't know anything about stepping. That's the truth.
Yeah.
It existed in the
1970?
No.
Yeah.
We stepping, that record was one of the hottest records in the city of Chicago for steppers, and when we got that album. LJ, it was a rare album because everybody, all the steppers DJs in Chicago didn't have that record in that album. They couldn't find it. I don't know what happened, why, but majority of the steppers, Reggie Miles can attest to that, the majority of the guys that wanted to play music like we were playing, they didn't own that album. They were scouring the city looking for that album, going to old, like even secondhand places looking for that LJ Reynolds, that record.
Key to the World.
I didn't know.
All I knew is I had a vision of a song. When I wrote Key to the World, I wrote it out of necessity. I had to come up with songs for the album. I had written certain songs for the dramatic Stop Your Weeping and a lot of other records that went gold for me over there with them and sold millions of copies. But I wrote a song. I wrote Key to the World. I said, I got to write a song that the whole world would like. I said, that's the key. And that's how
the
I came up with
world.
Key to the World.
but that's what I'm saying. Like a lot of artists don't know that they have music that is suitable to the dance. And what makes it suitable to the dance, I know if you heard it earlier, LJ, is that it's the beats per minute. And I guess that record, A Key to the World, and your other songs have that beat, the 95 to 105 beat range that is suitable to the dance. And that's what they latch on to. And so some artists, like we may have Howard on, Howard probably didn't know that A Crystal Clear was a record that would be that great for stepping when he first recorded it. And so, but now that both you and Howard and other artists are aware of this huge steppers market, now you can fine tune and, like you said, direct music to the steppers market, which is a huge market.
R&B is back.
Well, yep. I agree. It's back. It's 100% back. Another
and
thing
a new language for it, you all, they call it Urban AC.
It's Urban AC, okay.
Urban is more hip-hop-ish. Hip hop, but Urban AC like V103 and Upstate.
Yeah, Urban Contemporary Radio,
Urban Adult Contemporary.
See, and Sam can attest to this. The steppers market is so huge nationally. Some DJs, like Sam Chapman, they can find a record that's not getting any airplay that may even be finished. I remember I talked to someone that their record was finished 2 or 3 years. They weren't with the record company at all. And then they became to play this record on the steppers market, and it became a huge record. When I talked to the artist, she said, I didn't know my record was that hot. And it was a big record. So she almost had to come back and re-release that record and start all over again because of the market.
Well, Gus can attest to Jeffrey. I think Gus told me they ran into Jeffrey at a funeral and told him about Love's Gonna Last. He had no knowledge that we were playing Love's Gonna Last the way we were playing it here in the city. We were playing it like a new record. And that's another thing about a stepper set or stepper's party. I'm playing music from the 60s. As stepper sets, and people run up, you can tell that they're new because into the game because they want to know how old is that record or who made it. And the music has, like, Key to the World. It doesn't have an age. It doesn't have an age at all. We'll play that for another 30, 40 years.
It's a classic. It's an instant classic.
That is one of the biggest records in Detroit right now. I did Shane Park in Detroit. If you know Shane Park, it hosts 5,000 people. I did Shane Park with me headlining the show, and I had Millie Jackson and Evelyn Champagne King. We sung all them hit records from the Dramatics, What You See Is What You Get, all the other songs, and people loved it. But as soon as we went into that, and went into Key to the World with them horns, the crowd went crazy.
Wow.
I mean, I tried to turn around. I thought Elvis or somebody had walked in. I thought it was somebody else at the place.
Well, it doesn't. Gus can attest, and Reggie and Ken, it doesn't surprise us because we've seen them work. We've seen the records work over and over for years, and it still surprises me. I mean, in terms of the popularity of the records and the age of some of those records. You know, 30, 40 years old, and people are still asking for them.
Right.
And if it's good, like I said, because Sam, again, the Steppers music, it fits into that beat, and that's what makes it. I mean, there's a lot of music, but there's a lot more music that does not fit into that beat. So when you find a record that fits into the beat that they can dance to, it can almost instantly almost become a classic, and of course, a Key to the World, and one he had last summer. Yeah, man, that record was hot. When it hot, Sam, really hot.
Man, unbelievable.
Well,
and a lot of times too, you know, just like the program directors at radio stations, one person at a radio station might like this, Gus Redman might like that. Well, if you're playing like as DJ, if I'm playing for the biggest crowd, I'm gonna have more influence over that record than say, somebody else. A DJ, say, playing in a smaller club. And once those people learn the lyrics and learn that beat, and they fall in love every time. Can you imagine? I know a young lady that comes into a club, and she's been asking me for the same record for 20 years. Would you bring my record, Sam? And I know
I
a record.
I can believe that.
You know, and I said, I wish you'd get another record. Then I thought about it. I said, you know what? As long as she keep coming, she can continue to ask me for that song, and I'm going to play it for her. But they just there's certain things they just love, and there's nothing you can do about it. Just but play it.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of songs, let's take a break right here, gentlemen, and let's bring in L.J. Reynolds now with what you were talking about, Ken. You sure love to ball.
All right.
Mama, you sure love to ball.
Get connected.
Get connected.
Get connected to MusicQE.com. MusicQuest Entertainment can establish national exposure for your CD and video releases through distribution, radio airplay, internet viral marketing, internet TV, and public relations.
Get connected.
If you want to get product distribution, be in the music business, have an artist to promote,
get connected.
Call MusicQuest Entertainment at 312-363-7980. That's 312-363-7980. Or go to our website at www.musicqe.com. That's www.musicqe.com.
Get connected.
MusicQuest Entertainment, the connection to turning your dreams into reality.
Get connected.
Get connected.
Get connected.
Log in.
We're back on the Real School Remix Radio Show with Ken Bedford, and of course on the line we've got DJ Sam Chapman, the one and only LJ Reynolds, Mr. Gus Redmond, and I'm thinking Howard Hewitt has joined us. Howard, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here. What's up? How you doing?
Okay, what's up? Glad to have you. LJ, we're glad to have you. Tell us about the power of that song. I know, Clint, somebody had shouted on the end of the song. Who did that? And tell
that
us
was me.
The impact.
That was
somebody
me.
Somebody shouted on the end of it?
That was me.
Yeah, no, Ken went to church on us. He was shouting. Woo, he was ready.
That's
he
right.
Was,
that's right.
He
I'm
was
dancing,
ready to
almost.
Turn it up. Yes, sir.
On this
yes, sir.
Hey, man, we got Howard Hewitt just joined us. Howard Hewitt, he's fresh off the show Unsung. How you doing, Howard?
Good, man. How you guys doing?
Thanks so much for joining us. We were just talking about the music, and, of course, your classic Stepper record is Crystal Clear. So tell us about
clear.
That a little bit.
Well, Crystal Clear, you know, you're the one, Ken, that really turned me on to what's stepping and what's not stepping music. You know what I mean? So, I was just in there making a what I felt was a cool record as far as the jazzy side of it, the swing jazz. And then there were a couple of dudes that you made it like step on Crystal Clear and.
You're breaking up a little bit, Howard. You're breaking up a little bit.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you better now. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was another
but,
song.
I was talking about the song you're getting ready to, that you were getting ready to talk about the play, you know.
Yeah, the Joy record, yeah. Howard played a song for me. It was he said, this is a project I did. It was a gospel song, and the song was called Joy. And I listened to it. I said, okay, I'm getting ready for a gospel thing. And I started listening to it. I said, wow, this is a gospel song. But, the beats, as we talked about, the beats were so suitable to stepping. I said, man, this would be a great record for stepping because of the music alone. And that became a big record in Chicago in terms of the steppers. So the steppers are now playing a Howard Hewitt gospel record called Joy.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, I played I played my first set July 31st after about 20 years I hadn't played, but I spun a set at the Glendora House, and when I dropped Crystal Clear, it seemed like everybody from the outside, they came in and got on that dance floor.
That record is so smooth. I told Howard. I told Howard. I said when he was here for African Fest last month. I said, Howard, look, man, when that record comes on, let me dance on stage. I love that record, and everybody's dancing out on the dance floor. That's a classic record for stepping. It's huge all around the country. We just love that record. So thank you, Howard.
thank you guys. Thank you, Chicago. You know, but you know, that's the one thing you always want to. With that whole thing in mind, you know, Ken, with everything you turned me on as far as step is concerned, I want to always make sure I have something that is useful, you know, on each project.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. you know, we're getting close to Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and of course, my relationship with Howard goes back to he had a song on his CD called "This Love Is Forever" on the In Time, It's Time CD, and my late wife and I loved that record. She used to always dedicate it to me, and that's what brought our relationship together. That song, that was a slow record. It's a beautiful record. We don't step to it, but it's just one of those very sentimental love songs that most women love. And of course, my late wife and I loved that, and we always dedicated that to her, and that's what started our relationship. But Howard, as you know, he was with Shalimar, and he's still touring all over the world, and he's just a great guy. And the Steppers, he along with L.J. Reynolds, they fall into that classic group of artists that make music, whether it's direct or indirectly, that's so suitable to Steppers.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely,
man.
Yeah. We should take a moment here and just kind of pay Howard was telling me earlier that he heard that his good friend Kashif passed away. So we should take a moment and pay a tribute to Kashif, the great artist.
I didn't hear you say you passed away again.
Kashif.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think it was this
away.
Morning. Yep.
Well, I think he passed away on Sunday, and they found him this morning. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's a good cat, and he's like, you know, touched a lot of people throughout his career, and kind of backed away from the whole artist thing the past, like, you know, couple of decades. A lot of great people, you know, Evelyn Champagne King, and you know, Howard Johnson, a whole lot of stuff. And
did you do some stuff with him? Did you work with him? Did you work with him, Howard?
We worked together on some stuff that he was doing for different people's projects. We never worked on my project. But because I had just Sunday, I called him Sunday because he was on my mind, and plus I wanted to read the song. He wanted to produce on it, and he knew what it was, but they love the song, and I wouldn't charge you anything. You know, that's the baby, nothing. You know,
wow.
You know, and he sent the song back about 4 months ago, but I never got a chance to listen to it. I kind of buried in the other emails, you know, and so I called him also to ask him to resend the song, because I never did hear it, and I couldn't find it, but, you know, I left a message, you know, of course he didn't get back, so,
Oh, wow, too bad. So that could have been a song. You never know. Well, we're sorry to hear that, though. You're good friends, so. But is LJ still there? LJ, you still there?
Oh, yeah, I'm listening. I'm still in the house.
Yeah. Okay, that's my man. We had two of my close friends here, and, you know, we just really appreciate you, and especially your contribution to the Steppers music world. That's why we wanted to have you on the show tonight.
We'll just go into, so we can get back into the program and build that momentum back again. Let's listen to Howard's Crystal Clear, one of my favorites on the Real School Radio Show.
All right.
Get connected.
Get connected
to MusicQE.com. Music Quest Entertainment can establish national exposure for your CD and video releases through distribution, radio airplay, internet viral marketing, internet TV, and public relations.
Get connected.
If you want to get product distribution, be in the music business, have an artist to promote,
get connected.
Call Music Quest Entertainment at 312-363-7980. That's 312-363-7980.
Or go to our website at www.musicqe.com. That's www.musicqe.com.
Get connected.
Music Quest Entertainment, the connection to turning your dreams into reality.
Get connected.
Get connected.
Get connected.
Log in.
Welcome. Welcome.
Music Quest Entertainment.
We're back. Real School Remix Radio Show with Ken Bedford. And, of course, the National Steppin' Family. He's presenting tonight with our musical guest, L.G. Reynolds, and Mr. Howard Hewitt.
What's up?
How's everybody? Gus, how you doing? You still with
us? Everything. Yeah, very good show. Very delighted to have both LJ and Howard. This is Gus up with Uncle Butchie.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing very well.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we have some good relationships with Howard, with Tom Joyner and Uncle Butchie up here in Evanston, where I am.
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be back in Chicago area on December the 9th, I believe. So Howard's coming back to Chicago, y'all, with Chaka Khan. It'll be huge.
When is LJ coming?
That's what we're going to talk about.
Well, he'd
have put me in the video. Me and Sam should be in the video. Don't you think so, Sam?
Yeah, I really love coming to Chicago. I've did a lot of Chicago in the last 3-4 years. You know, I kind of wondered if people got tired of me, so I said, let me back up a little bit.
No, they never get tired of you, man, never.
Just kind of, you know, lay back a little bit. But I did come into Chicago 3 weeks ago at a private party.
Thanks a lot for calling me.
Yeah, it was private.
Okay. And let's get back to the Stepman thing. Let me tell you, man, the Stepman thing, not only is it the music, but I think it's also the fashion. And a reason made me think about that, LJ in his video wears those shoes that have the thick white soles, and I said, man, look at that. And that almost like became a fashion statement. So I was wearing them. Then I went to another concert. I think I saw Kenny G wearing them. So a lot of guys are wearing them white, thick tennis shoe bottoms. And then, of course, Sam can tell you. Are you still there, Sam?
Sam, we got to back in. We got to get him back in.
Okay, I can anyway, yeah, there's a Gausser look. There's a look that goes with stepping. And some time you may go to a stepper party and you'll see a guy with a hat on dancing, and ladies used to think that was wrong, but that's part of the outfit for stepping. And the steppers wear nice suits. Some people say they wear colorful suits, but it's a feeling whereas people get dressed up and they want to go out and dance and have fun, and that's a big part of stepping too, the stepping fashion, and to be able to do that along with having great music by great DJs all over the country, Rodney Mack in Detroit, Devon Poe in Atlanta, Phil Johnson in Atlanta, Mello Chris here, Steve Breeze, Luther Gaze. There's so many DJs that work so hard to find the kind of music that both these artists may have, like B-side records, like that one record I was telling you about, Howard Hewitt's record, that record Joy. Howard did that as a project, and he probably didn't think that was going to be such a big record among steppers. So you have to attribute that to DJs, and DJs work so hard to make their music so good. That's why the final product is always so good. You know, if people have a chance to listen to a commercial radio as opposed to listening to a stepper's internet radio, the music is a lot better because it's well-planned. These guys take pride in how they select their music, and it's really good music, song after song after song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow, I'm so glad to hear that coming from you, Ken. And I'm about ready to do some flips, especially on the comment about commercial radio. Don't get me started.
You ask the radio station when they do those weekend things, where like a whole weekend, like Labor Day or the 4th of July, they'll do an entire weekend of stepping. Those numbers have to be huge because in Chicago, you can step every day of the week, Sunday through Saturday. Every day of the week, you can find some place in Chicago to go and dance, you know?
Absolutely.
So that's a... Yeah, that's a true. I mean, what are people listening to? They listen to the songs they hear in the clubs. And a lot of times commercial radio is not reflecting that, even though they believe it's a larger market. But a lot of people who may not step love to hear that music because the music is so good. I mean, like I said, they would have never probably played that record Joy on the radio, right, Howard? I mean, would they have played that?
Would they have played which one now?
Joy. Pay attention, Howard.
Joy.
They would have never probably played that because, number one, it was a gospel record, and it would have just, you know, I don't know where it would have fit in their format. But whereas Steppin', that record really fits. And the same way with Key to the World. You Sure Let It Ball, because they probably said, well, that was a record Marvin Gaye did, right, LJ? And they said, you know, but now that record, Gret, man, you cannot go any place. There have been times I put a video camera up and send them pictures and say, look at them playing this record, LJ, You Sure Let It Ball. I mean, you cannot go places and not hear those two records played at parties, even now, every weekend.
Mm-hmm. Never tell an entertainer or a singer that the radio wouldn't play their record.
Huh? Yeah. Say what?
Never do that. We got egos. We would wish that they would play the record.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Right. Well, it's good news. We wish they would too, but they missed the point. They missed.
But you know, and that's just like what you were saying. Can you remember when LJ and TL's record was the hottest two records in the street? And I went to Derek and told Derek that they were the two hottest records in the streets, and he put them on.
Right. See, they're getting it. They're beginning to listen to the streets, and we represent the streets because we're out in the nightclubs and the places, and we reach a lot of people that they don't think we're reaching, and that's what makes the Steppers market a really a good market. Like I said, you go to Atlanta, and they have a Steppers convention, they have 4,000 or 5,000 people coming from all over the country dancing. When we did that one record, we went down to Atlanta, Gus, and we had this one record. What's his name? That young guy. What's his name, Gus?
Sean Hinton.
We played. Sean Hinton is another guy. Now, they're playing a record right now that's really hot that just came on the scene by a guy that's in London. He's going to call us. His name is K-Jam. Not K-Jam, but K-Jam. He's on the line right now?
He's on the line. Yeah, K-Jam.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, that's K-Jam.
Can you hear me?
Good. Man, yeah.
Can you hear me?
We were just talking about...
Yeah, we
were just talking about your record. You have one of the hottest records behind Sean Hinton that's brand new on the scene called Two Can Play That Game, and they're burning it up in the dance floors all over the Steppers market. And this guy is in London. How you doing? Tell them about your record.
Yeah, Two Can Play is I'm Key Jam, D Magic. Key Jam is my name backwards, by the way. So my name Magic, M-A-J-E-K, Key Jam is K-E-J-A-M backwards. And Key Jam, Magic actually means, because I'm originally from Nigeria, it means don't cry in pain, and don't let this thing be a pain to you. So therefore my album is Don't Let This Thing Be a Pain to You. And it's my album just came out in Japan first, and we made the Japanese national pop charts, and we made the album for a new album for a new artist, and we also made top 40 in the Japanese R&B iTunes charts as well. We've been number one in the UK with 4 or 5 songs from the album. So Two Can Play is really all about you cheat on me, I cheat on you, and that's about, and when you're talking BPM, because I started off back in 1974 with working for Casablanca Records on Cameo and Donna Summer's I Feel Love. Also, I did stuff on Cotillion with Luther Vandross's first album. They had, you know, when Luther was a four-piece group.
Mm-hmm.
And my history goes back as long as 40 years in making music, or being aspects of A&R all the way through to doing my own music and being my own and bringing out my own products out. And my project is Key Jam is an Anglo-American project. All my artists, I discover new American young artists, and I feature them on my project, and it's all self-financed. And also, as I was listening to your conversation, you were talking about BPM. When I make my album, or the records I've brought out for my album, the first thing I do think about is the people on the dance floor, because I used to be a dancer back in the day when I was young, growing up. So in the 70s, so I think exactly like he was saying. So what would they want? So therefore, if you listen to my album, you'll find what you call stepping. I've got a song called UK Stepping, Key Jam theme, UK Stepping, and that's the same thing. We call it two-step over here, and we call it two-step or rare groove. So therefore, for example, we play Love's Gonna Last by Jeffrey, the same song that you were talking about. We play Keys to the World. LJ Reynolds was huge over here and is still huge over here because of the fact that we have this thing called rare groove. Two-step in the UK actually came from reggae music, and they used to do a lot of crossover because UK is more like a started off with reggae music, then reggae music developed into soul music. And
wow.
So therefore, so if you listen to, for example, LJ's song, which was huge, was originally covered as a reggae crossover. And therefore, it was made into a reggae record, and everybody loved the LJ Reynolds version. And so therefore, mm-hmm. that still played crystal clear. Howard was over here recently, and
mm-hmm.
That song, Crystal Clear, is huge here. Also, so is
wow.
you were talking about songs like, I've got a song on my album that's influenced by Keith Barrow. You remember, You Know You Want to Be Loved?
Mm-hmm. Out of Chicago.
Yeah, well, I've got a song. I've got a song that everybody's going crazy for in that vein. So because I'm quite lucky, I come from an A&R production perspective. So therefore, when mm-hmm. I make my records specifically for, because you know I don't make, you know, people have said that I don't make bad records, but the reason I think is because I grew up with these records, and a lot of
mm-hmm.
you know, you were talking earlier about young people. Young people don't really understand their history of music. Like, for example, give you an example. You were just talking with LJ Reynolds. I've collected all the Dramatics albums from What You See, What You're Going to Get. I also know that Don Davis used to produce LJ Reynolds and the Dramatics, and also he also produced Johnny Taylor. And Johnny Taylor, you know,
Disco
Lady album. Yep, and
yeah.
also that Don Davis started off as a guitarist. A lot of young people don't understand the history, because I used to, you know, when the old, back in the days when you used to fill records, you could actually look at the back of the record and get to know all the producers, like Tom Bell, you know, Gamble and the Huff.
Mm-hmm.
And so therefore my history is based on knowing the history of the music, knowing, being educated on the music. And that's what's missing with a lot of music today. I know you're talking about, you know, I'm glad that my song's been played over in the States, because it's aimed for America. All my project is aimed for America. I didn't make my project to be for Britain. And yes, everybody here likes what I've been doing for the last 18 months. But my project is geared specifically to get back into America. And it's all based on songwriting, because that's another background I come from, a songwriting background. And that's, you know, every song I've got on my album is well-crafted, well-written, and it connects with people.
I'm glad you said what you said. This is Gus Redman in Chicago, who came up with Carl Davis, and I also worked for Don Davis and Al Bell with the Dramatics record. I bust the song In the Rain.
Yes,
and of course Shylights, and you know,
yeah.
Mellow went number one over in Europe.
Yeah, the Laurel song, yeah.
That's my partner. So me and Laurel are songwriters together. I did the song Mello right on with Laurel.
Yeah, that's big over here. That's still played over here.
Good thing, the reason I said what I said in my part is I'm glad to hear what you said, because Kenny and Sam and all of us and LJ, as well as Howard, all come out of that real music foundation that what contribute to what the music is today. And
yeah,
and that's the
absolutely.
Reason why all our songs are getting redone and sampled all over the world. And, you know, Mellow Right On was did by 10 different people, and it made us a lot of money. In between what me and Laurel did, we made a lot of money off a lot of other people as well.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this.
Well, that's very important.
Let me ask you this.
Gus.
Yes.
LJ and Howard.
Hold on
yes.
for a minute. I need you all to hold it down for me for a couple of minutes. I need to get off the line. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, let me ask this question of LJ and Howard, and of course you, K-Jam. Is your music received, would you say, greater overseas than it is here, or similar? Is it a bigger impact? It seems like black music is so loved over there.
Well, you know, the thing is, now we're talking, like I started traveling overseas, like, back in 77, before Salomar,
mm-hmm.
Top stuff and went all over the world. But first time I ever went into London, I remember I went through this like this is like 1977, 1978, and I remember going down to Piccadilly Circus, right, the area down there, and it was one of those, you know, theaters and stuff, about maybe a 2,000 seater or something like that, and all they would do was old music.
Hey, Howard, speak up. We can hardly hear you.
And it,
I'm sorry.
They would put a banner up. They would put a banner
there
up.
There
you go. Music, you know, and all they would put, it was just somebody's records and the whole thing, and it was like, I mean, it was jam packed to the rafters.
Wow.
Black over there, and this is in, this, like I said, this is in 77, 78. You know, and you think about like when David Bowie just passed away, and there was this one interview that he did with Rolling Stone magazine that was really famous about how he kind of like, you know, came down on, you know, no, it was not with Rolling Stone, it was with MTV, and he came down on the people about their lack of respect for black music. And
oh, yeah, yeah,
black,
yeah.
Because black music over there has been, you know, it's not really, I mean, I thank God for my, you know, for my following here in the States. I mean, they've been really very loyal through the years and everything. But I remember a good friend of mine, dear friend of mine said, you know, he said, "Man, Howard," he said, "you know what R&B stands for?" I said, "What's that?" He said, "Replace by." You know.
What, replace what? Replace what?
Replace
by.
Yeah, wow. R&B. That's what it was replaced by, because everybody's always trying to replace it with something else. But R&B music is the foundation of a whole lot of stuff out there. Foundation of rock and roll, foundation of gospel, foundation, you know, of all that stuff. You know, blues and R&B, man, back in the day, and people always try and replace it with something else. I mean, the thing is that when you talk about commercial radio is, I mean, it, you know, payola is alive and well in commercial radio, you know, and everybody knows that. It's just that they call it a different thing, you know, it's a different, it comes under a different guise, you know, but, you know, with stepper radio, And with stepper radio being as broad as it is, as far as like, you know, its acceptance, as far as, you know, as long as you got that swing groove, you know, you're good. And stepper radio will play you, you know. And internet radio is what's happening now overseas, over in England. My brother, you know that it's very. Internet radio is very popular overseas.
Yeah,
know?
That's right.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Howard. For example, it's always been the case. We are in the UK, I think we are probably maybe a year or two ahead of what people play in America, because you can, for example, you can come to England tomorrow and you've got a record that you think it's good. You approach a couple of UK DJs on My Soul, Crackers Radio, Solar Radio, and they like it. Next week, 2 weeks later, your record's been played by everybody. Maybe it's because we're a smaller market, but the thing is, though, UK has always been acceptable of R&B music from the 60s onwards, and it's, you know... Like, for example, Roy Ayres is over here touring again. Howard was recently over here touring, talking about Kashif. Kashif was here in January through Expansions. He was over here touring, and he came back a few months ago. And so he's been over to, for example, Melbourne Moore was recently over here. Also,
just right in August, right? Yeah, she just left us in August.
Right, yeah.
We go ahead. You know what? I would like to hear Howard's Jam's
song. Howard's just been here with Shalimar recently.
Kenny, can we go ahead and play K Jam's song?
Yeah, it features a guy called Terry Harris from Memphis. He's worked with Michael Maldon, you know, Jermaine Dupri's father. He's also worked with the Barque days, and he's also worked with Robert Bell from Cool and the Gang and written things with Cool and the Gang.
Well, he really sounds like Gerald Levert. If you close your eyes, this guy sounds like Gerald Levert. Can they play the record now, Beverly? Or...
Okay, let's hear it.
Sounds just like Gerald Levert to me. Wow, amazing.
That sounds scary.
And that's something?
Absolutely.
He's in Memphis. He's in Memphis, right, KJ?
Yeah, we've got 4 songs and 3 of them on the album. We got a song called Start All Over, which is a great ballad, mid-tempo ballad. And we've also got Diamonds, which everybody's going crazy for. And I've done a remix of Diamonds in the vein of... you remember the OJ's Darling, Darling Baby, that sort of style?
Mm-hmm.
I've actually done a remix, which everybody loves, and it's in that sort of vein. And, we're working on an album at the moment, and he's just been, he's actually just been signed. His new, his manager's actually Gerald LaVert's business manager.
Unbelievable. Hey, how many beats per minute is that two can play the game?
It's at 88, 90, but you know you were talking about the 104 beats per minute. I've got a song called Diamonds, and that's at 145. I've got another song called This Love Is Magic, and that's at 104.
Those are faster on the top side. We want to be between, like you say, 80 and 95 is really good, and 100, 101, you know, but not much more than that, because then they end up doing a line dance to it.
Yeah, well, I've got most of my songs on the album are between 90 and 93, 95.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's...
Now, were you born and raised in London, or...
No, I was born in Nigeria.
Did you leave here?
Born in Nigeria, Lagos, Nigeria, and my father used to be involved in music, and he used to sponsor all the Nigerian bands to come to Europe, and my father and the great fellow Kuti went to school together.
Yeah, but you must have been over there as a young kid because the accent, right? That's not a Nigerian accent.
I've always spoken like this. I came to England when I was 8 years old.
Really? That sounds like a bit of a Cockney. Right, Howard?
Yeah, well, I'll be 60 this year, so I've been here for quite a while.
You'll be how old?
60 years old.
Man, you sound good. You sound young.
Yeah, but
absolutely.
You're
getting ready to join the 60 Club, man. It's a very, you know, exclusive club, brother.
Right.
You know?
Thank you. Well, the thing that listening to all you guys is that everything I do is based around the music. You know, songwriting is key to everything I do. Even I do before I take an artist on, I actually say to the artist, send me some stuff you've done, and I will spend weeks just listening to their vocals. And then I will then go into my vast record collection of over 40-something thousand albums from back in the day, and I will go through songs upon songs and say, he sounds like, or she sounds like, and I just keep working, and then I say to myself, now I found the formula or something that will suit this person. Then I go away, and with my writing partner, we go away and create the tracks. We create tracks. We don't just give people tracks. We create tracks for vocals. And that's why everyone's saying over here, every song you seem to come out with in the last, because this is my actual first album, but I've been working behind the scenes doing exactly the same thing with other artists and in an A&R capacity or in a songwriting capacity. But now
did you know this record?
My own thing.
Excuse me. Did you know this record? Yes. Yes, go ahead. Hey, did you know this record was going to be a stepper's cut? Huh? I'm sorry,
go ahead.
Did I think
it'd be a stepper's cut?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you put it together, did you know it was going to be at the outset, or did it just happen?
No, I knew from the outset it would work in the UK clubs because I know what the UK clubs want, and I didn't know about. And also, I know what is transferable crossover from the UK stream to the crossover market of the UK. Mm-hmm. For example. I've been played on BBC. Howard would know. There's BBC, you know, like you talk about contemporary music and how about crossing over. Well, in the UK, you start off with the internet radio, and then you move from internet radio to BBC Regional, which is mostly the Soul Specialist show. I mean, I've been played. My songs have been played for 46 weeks on UK BBC Regional radio by all the specialists. And I do all my own marketing. I do all my own promotion. I don't pay anybody because I'm working on a self-finance budget. And so I've actually got 2,500 DJs on my mailing list, plus over 35 countries. I've built this over 20 years, and I've built relationships with DJs like the same way I'm building a relationship with Ken. I build relationships with DJs. I mean, when I do my mail-outs, I'm actually talking to 500-600 DJs on my computer all at once through Facebook or through Twitter. And I've used it to my own advantage to do my own promotion. I don't need to go to a promotions company.
How we got his song, Kenny? How did you get his song, Kenny?
I heard his song from a guy that a DJ played it. They played it at my at the picnic, but I didn't realize. Sam said he played it at our cookout, and we didn't realize it. And then a few weeks later, I heard it again. Everybody's saying, this is the hottest record. I said, what?
Yeah.
And then I began to
you
track
know,
it down. So when I called him in London.
Yeah. And you know the guy who's the DJ for K-John?
Yeah, Carmichael.
Yeah, that's who I gave
right.
it to.
Yeah,
okay.
Carmichael was over, and he lives in Atlanta. Yeah, Carmichael.
Yeah, one Carmichael over there with you for a minute in Europe. Or didn't he come over
yes,
there for a minute
yes,
last year?
Yes.
Yeah, Carmichael was over here. Yeah,
right.
he's had his album out over here, and also,
yeah,
yeah,
man, Ken worked with him
here.
On that last album.
Yeah, he's actually on. He's actually a DJ on Starpoint Radio, where they do the UK Soul Charts.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna hook you up with LJ because LJ's
got
a new record coming out.
Well, we got about 6 minutes left on the show. You all up to 8:30. Can we play the other song, Kenny? Do you want to play the Sean or how you want to
yeah,
do that?
Yeah, well, let's do this. Let's thank L.J. Reynolds and Howard Hewitt for being our guests tonight, and then we'll
absolutely.
Let them go, and then we'll let K-Jam stay and listen to Sean Hidden in case he hasn't heard it. L.J., are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I was just listening
yeah.
to that song K-John
yeah.
has. I like that. That was
yeah.
nice.
Yeah, that guy sounds like, man, he has an uncanniness that sounds like Gerald Levert, man. It just goes through my bones. But
never
I like
tell an artist that he sounds like somebody. No, I'm just joking. But never tell an artist that he sounds like somebody.
Right.
What don't that sound like you when I sing?
No.
I sang on stage with
you.
You
are LJ. You are right with me. You are right with me.
Okay. But that's a marketing. I love that marketing.
Great
strategy.
Sounding record. I like it.
All right.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Speaking to LJ Reynolds because I've collected the dramatic songs for years.
Left, guys.
Okay. Well, let me say thank you to the guys. We'll let them go. Thank you, Howard Hewitt. Thank you, Mr. L.J. Reynolds. You guys have been fantastic.
Thanks for having
Thank you for your
us, man.
Time.
Appreciate you.
And, man, we got to do it again sometime. Howard, you there? Thank you, my friend. And we'll talk to you guys later. God bless you. We're going to probably go out with this other record with Sean Hinton. It's called Gucci. I'm Gucci. Thank you, Gus.
Okay,
thank you, Sam Chapman. And thank you, Mr. Reggie Miles. For this
hold on a minute. Beverly, you want to come on now, then we can go out with the record. Can you bring our sponsors on, Miss Beverly Black?
Yes, first of all, I want to thank all of you legendary historians of music, curators of keeping the real school remix music, soul school music alive, R&B, and definitely the stepping music. I definitely want to say hello to Mr. L.J. Reynolds, one of my idols. I saw you at Circle Star Theater, 1977. With the Manhattans. Want to say hello to Howard Hewitt, who will be with us on Marshall Thompson's Soul School Music show. And
mm-hmm.
all of you, this is a wonderful show. And thank you on behalf of Tribe Family Channel, myself, I'm the creator, Beverly Black, and also our executive producer, Mr. Bruce George of Geniuses Commons. So we want to thank you on behalf of these entities.
Thank you, Gus.
Thank you
for
having us. We appreciate it.
Yep.
And thank you so much. And thank you, Gus, so much.
Thank you.
My partner. All right, let's hear Sean Hinton. I'm Gucci. Now, I'm Gucci, that record, real quick, while it's being queued up. Yeah. That record's out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He's a guitarist for Mary J. Blige. His name is Sean Hinton.
Yeah, I know
I'm Gucci,
song.
which means I'm cool.
Yeah.
It's an easy kind of day. Sun is shining, and I'm chilling with my loved ones. It's the perfect kind of day, and from ear to ear I'm smiling while the children have fun. But I ain't got nothing planned to do, and I ain't got nowhere to be. I think I'll throw something on the grill, 'cause later on I'm trying to eat. Well, I'm alright,
right.
If you're alright,
right.
You can go anywhere you like. But as for me, if you don't mind, I'ma post up right here and unwind.
I'm chillin' on Gucci,
Gucci, baby.
And that's the way I like it.
waited. I'm so chill right now. Yeah. This is my way to celebrate. This is my mental getaway. This is my release therapy. My heaven on earth right here for me. I ain't got nothing planned to do. And I ain't got nowhere to be. I think I'll throw something on the grill. Later on, I'm trying to eat. Well, I'm alright, if you're alright, right. You can go anywhere you like. But as for me, if you don't mind, I'ma post up right here and unwind.
I'm
kind of
Gucci, Gucci, baby. And that's the way I like it.
Ooh, that's the way I like it, yeah. My plan is to chill.
I cancel all of my appointments,
so I got time to kill. I'ma relax and be free. I'ma set my mind at ease. Life at this point is on cruise control. This is how it's planned to be.
I'm Gucci, Gucci, baby. And that's the way I like it.
Ooh, that's the way I like it, yeah.
Quest Entertainment, in association with Music Quest Communications, Tribe Family Channel, and Genius is Common, presents Real School Remix Radio Show every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com/gumbo for the soul. It's an hour of power-packed music and information designed with the community in mind. Next week on Real School Remix, a lively conversation with MUG, Music and Production Company, chopping it up, making real music new. Hosted by Professor Reggie Miles, Real School Remix is a Music Quest Entertainment production produced by Gus Redman and Marianne Eggleston. To join the conversation, call area code 347-539-5285. This is Entertainment, brought to you by Music Quest Entertainment.
Get connected.
Get connected.
Get connected to MusicQE.com. Music Quest Entertainment can establish national exposure for your CD and video releases through distribution, radio airplay, internet viral marketing, internet TV, and public relations.
Get connected.
If you want to get product distribution, be in the music business, have an artist to promote,
get connected.
Call Music Quest Entertainment at 312-363-7980. That's 312-363-7980. Or go to our website at www.musicqe.com. That's www.musicqe.com.
Get connected.
Music Quest Entertainment, the connection to turning your dreams into reality.
Get connected.
Get connected.
Get connected.
Log in.
Welcome. Welcome. Welcome.
Music Quest Entertainment.
Music Quest QE.